you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Covering the sports betting landscape from coast to coast, this is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome inside the VSiN studios here at the South Point Hotel and Casino. This is Betting Across America, presented by BetMGM. Femi Abebefe hanging out here in Las Vegas. My man, James Salinas, out in Colorado for a Salinas Sunday, as always. James, you filled in for us yesterday on a Saturday, so it was a Salinas Saturday. It's a Salinas weekend, but you had Saturday evening off for the first time in quite some time here. What was on tap yesterday evening, buddy?
Well, I'm not a whole lot, actually. So I hung out with my brother-in-law a little bit. Actually, it was a long night, not for anything because of what we were doing or what I did. Just didn't sleep well last night. So I was, unfortunately, I was up at like 3 a.m. looking at the baseball card and digging into that, and actually made a bet that maybe I'm not worried about the bet as far as what I did. Is more so maybe the amount that I put on it, just thinking. And then I stopped myself and looked at the time. I looked at the ticket. I was like, it's like 3:30. What the hell am I doing up right now? Looking at the baseball card, trying to go to bed. Kid, come on. You're 50 plus years old. Be smart about it. So it was a long night in that sense, but it was good. It was good. Could watch some of the UFC fighting, some of the matches last night as well, and just kind of really took it easy.
There you go. There you go. I mean, that's what you're getting here for the folks, the listeners and viewers. You get James grinding the UFC card at 3 in the morning so he can give out some actionable information there. The work doesn't stop, and we absolutely love it there. How'd the UFC card go? I know you tailed Britain on that parlay there. Did that end up going well?
No, it did not. No, I don't think I can pronounce the guy's name. That's where the UFC. I was looking at the baseball card at 3 a.m. last night for today. But as far as the UFC, I struggle with trying to that. The UFC and fighting is not in my it's not in my lane when it comes to sports handicapping. A lot of times because I can't even pronounce half their names, so more work for me to have to even try to dig into that. But no, I typically just tail that, and it wasn't anything big. It was more so because it was on and I was home and having a kind of a leisurely afternoon. / early evening. It was just a little fun just to have some eyes on the TV to watch the fights.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can get it back here with some baseball today. James and I are hanging out with you guys over the next 3 hours here on the network. Make sure to tweet at the show at VSiN Live on Twitter. At Rounding Again is where you can find James. At Femi Abebefe is where you can find me. Coming up on the show, Howard Bender of Sirius XM Fantasy joining us at 10:30. We're going to ask him about some players that he is high on and some guys that might be able to pop some rookies coming up this preseason and also in the regular season. A lot of football on the show this morning. We're going in depth on on two of the teams with quarterback competitions, the Panthers to start the second hour, the Steelers to start the third hour. We'll also take a look at some preseason week one lines because we'll have games coming up this Thursday and some tips before you make some of those bets. NFL awards market discussion as well in hour number three, and we'll hit some of the MLB futures and the MLB card today. So, James, let's start with today's MLB card. We already have a game going on underway out there in Cleveland between the Houston Astros and Cleveland Guardians. Actually, it's about to get underway in matter of minutes. Astros -130, the favorites. Guardians +105, total at 8. Anything for you here in this early slate of the baseball card?
No, I didn't look. I mean, I looked at this game, but really I've been looking at the Guardians and had a big win yesterday. They really needed to get a W yesterday against the Astros. And we saw a stellar pitching performance out of Plesac yesterday, a shutout. Actually, I think the Astros scored one run late in the game in the ninth inning last night. But I think for here, the Guardians, this is a team that has not had a day off since the All-Star break. So this is going to be their 18th game in 17 days. Yes, they had a doubleheader last week. So it's been a grind for these guys since the All-Star break, and I think sure tomorrow will be that first off day for them, so I'm sure they're looking ahead and excited to finally have a day off through a grind of nearly 3 weeks. But here, just the matchup with the pitching matchup here, McKenzie. We know how McKenzie is. Sometimes last year and the last couple of years really struggled with his command. Much better this season. His fastball is really live. He does live up in the zone quite a bit. But he's not somebody that I want to back right now, especially against the Astros, the way that the Astros really grind out pitchers. And I think that's the thing with the Astros lineup is this is a team that will make pitchers have to throw good pitches. They are not going to chase mistakes, or they're not going to chase bad pitches out of the zone. They're going to capitalize on mistakes from pitchers and foul balls off. So I don't know how long we'll see McKenzie into this game. Didn't get involved with the player prop there with the pitcher's prop, but I did look at the lineups. Looks like Altuve and Tucker are out of the lineup today for the Houston Astros, and Brantley's been out for a while. Looks like he's still working through his shoulder injury. Maybe scheduled to start some rehab stuff in a couple of weeks, but you know, the lineup's a little short for the Astros, and I don't want to back Cristian Javier here. 0-4 with an ERA over 5 in his last 5 starts, so I suspect for the Astros, we've seen it. We've seen it from after the All-Star break. They get up for the good team. So they came ready to play against Cleveland, New York, as well as Seattle, and then lost and got swept by the Oakland A's of all teams in the middle of that schedule. So no play for me here. I'll stay away. Just watch. Well, I can't watch the game, Femi. This is I have the Sunday the MLB ticket, but we can't watch this because this is on some bird network.
Yeah, it's for the birds. It's over on Peacock. Yes, right. So they're trying to get us to subscribe to everything.
I protest. I mean, how many more things do we need to subscribe to? Everything's got a streaming thing, and that's another thing. I don't have that network or that streaming service, so I don't know what that is, but we know there's a lag, so we have to be careful.
Yes.
Anytime. I mean, I have a lag with DirecTV and the satellite. Any of these streaming services, I know that lag's even longer. Have to be careful with that, knowledgeable about your in-game betting when it comes to that. But I protest. I don't have Peacock, so I'm not going to be able to watch the game either.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. This time next year, we're going to start having to do Apple TV streaming for the NFL Sunday Ticket, probably, as they seem like they're going to be the favorite to get the NFL Sunday ticket rights from DirecTV. So the streaming, it's only growing more and more, James, and they're going to have to make us get all our logins in a line and all these places.
Got to remember all these passwords, man. I don't remember. I barely remember what I did last night. I mean, I'm going to remember all these different passwords I got to put in. I know. And goodbye to in-game as far as like it real live betting. Yeah. That's going to be gone with these streams. They're going to have to really up their game for technology. So we'll wait. We'll temper that. But I think actually, I know we're going a little off topic, but thinking about the Thursday night games once the regular season started, I think that is not sure. I think that's strictly reserved for Amazon.
Yeah,
Prime,
I believe it's Amazon. Yes. Exclusive.
So maybe that's going to be our first test, right? Yeah. We'll be able to test that and see, and maybe we have some plants at some of these stadiums live that can give us some better intel as opposed to what we're seeing and how long that lag lasts. But we'll get to that next month once the season starts.
We will indeed. Let's continue with the baseball card here and go over to Baltimore, where the Orioles are hosting the Pittsburgh Pirates. The O's -175 over at BetMGM. Pirates +145. Totals at 9 and is juiced to the under.
Here we go. We're seeing the Orioles still hanging around, even though they made some trades and jettisoned some a few players. Think about Mancini. He's gone now, and they're one of their closers, too. But this is a team that's a young team that's been playing hungry, and they've been playing really well at home. I think that's the key for the Orioles here. They're 31-20 at home, and five straight have they won here. Just one game back out of that last wild card spot in the American League. And with Watkins on the hill today, he's won three out of the last four starts, allowing just one run in those three wins that he's had, and the O's have won seven of his last eight starts. So every time he's taken the hill, he's pitched very well for the Orioles. It's turned into a win a lot of different times. And I think here for the Pirates, this is a team that we figure this is where the Pirates were going to be. They're 4-10 since the All-Star break. You have Wilson going for the Pirates on the mound today. He's 0-3 in his last four road starts. He's allowed 11 home runs and 61 innings pitched. I think we'll see some balls flying out of Camden Yards or whatever the stadium's called nowadays for the Orioles. But I think for the Orioles, it's the team that's hungry and feisty. And just looking at these numbers, though, it's not something I can lay with $1.75, but I want nothing to do with the Pirates. But I didn't play the game, Femi. I passed.
Yeah, it'll always be Camden Yards as far as I'm concerned. That stadium out there in Baltimore. Right now, the Orioles, they're right on the Mariners' heels there in the American League wildcard race. The Orioles have won five straight, so this is a big, big game for the O's here as they host the Pittsburgh Pirates. Let's go over to the National League East, where the Philadelphia Phillies are laying heavy juice against the Washington Nationals. Phillies minus 300, the Nats plus 240, total sitting at 8.5.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to dig into the pitcher props, right? And so here's Aaron Nola, because you know what I mean? I'm not laying $3 in any sport, and definitely not doing it with baseball, even though the Nationals have just been, you know, they're where they're at right now. This is a team that's got a lot of call-ups coming, all the traded away all their players and complete rebuild mode for that Nationals lineup. But, you know, looking at this Phillies team, I mean, playing without Harper and Segura, they've been playing really well and driving the baseball. They've won four in a row, nine out of their last 10. They're 11 games over 500. Femi, for the first time since May of 2019. Wow. So it's been 3 years that they've had to just 11 games over 500. So I think something to celebrate for the Philadelphia Phillies fans. Here for Aaron Nola going, he's pitched at least six innings in each of his last 12 starts. That's where I was looking here. He's sitting at it's sitting at 20 and a half outs at $1.20. That means he's got to go seven. I was thinking about getting involved with that, especially with this Nationals lineup the way that it is. But I don't know if they really need him to eat a lot of innings in this game. Maybe just goes the six. Didn't want to get involved for him to have to go a full seven to win that bet, so I laid off.
We got about a minute and a half left here, James. Tigers hosting the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays, the minus 190 road chalk in this contest. Tigers plus 155, total 8.5, and reduced to the under minus 115.
Yeah, too much for road chalk here for the Rays, a team that's 24-29 on the road. Not a team I want to back here, but I know with Rasmus, and he's one of their better pitchers, and outside of McClanahan, who got tagged yesterday again, a couple bad starts from McClanahan for the Rays recently, but he's allowed, has Rasmus in two runs or less in 13 out of his 18 starts. However, he doesn't go very deep into these games. Five innings or less in 13 of those starts as well. The other side here, though, Matt Manning making his second start since mid-April, coming in and out of the lineup for this team. He's probably going to be on a pitch count, not something I want to get involved with. The Tigers actually play much better at home. They're 23 games under 500, but just three games under 500 at home. I'm almost tempted to take the road dog, but not with Manning coming back. We don't know how long he's going to go in this game. I'll skip it.
All right. Well, we'll continue our baseball discussion all throughout the show. We're also going to pick James's brain here, because James, I don't know if you guys have known or not, but he's won a few football contests in his day, and we'll get his thoughts, as a lot of folks right now are starting to sign up for those pro football contests, whether it be the Pick'em contest or Survivors, all these things that we have to go over here over the next month, where we're going to get some of James's tips here on the show. But coming up first, we're going to go and look at the AL Cy Young market, the Cy Young Awards market. We're discussing here on Betting Across America, presented by BetMGM.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game, dad, bro.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's my game,
bro.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The College Football Guide is out now. Start your football season on the right foot with expert profiles of every team, including trends, power ratings, and over-under recommendations. Plus, our best season win total bets, Heisman hopefuls, and playoff predictions. The only way to get access to this year's football betting guide is to become a VSiN All-Access subscriber. Sign up early, and for a discount of $175, you'll receive the college and pro football betting guides, along with full VSiN access all the way through the Super Bowl. Or join us for $40 a month and see everything VSiN has to up your betting game. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe for all your options and become part of the Sports Betting Network. Welcome back. This is Betting Across America presented by BetMGM. Femi Abebefe alongside James Salinas out in Colorado. James, let's take a look over at the Cy Young market. I want to start in the American League because that's the one where I think there's a little bit of uncertainty right now as we sit here on August 7th. The favorite over at BetMGM right now is Justin Verlander of the Houston Astros at minus 125. Behind Verlander, you have Shane McClanahan at plus 225. Dylan Cease at plus 450. Cease has started to kind of make a little bit of a surge here in the second half of the season. Shohei Ohtani's dropped a little bit since the All-Star break, was once 7-1, now 18-1. Then you have Alek Manoah, 30-1. Kevin Gausman, 40-1. Logan Gilbert, my man, Seattle Mariners pitcher, 50-1. And Shane Bieber, 100-1. But is there any value right now as we sit here in August in this AL Cy Young market?
I think we're so late to the game now. I don't think so. With McClanahan, I know he's sitting there just second on the board in the American League, but he's had back-to-back poor outings. Got tagged yesterday by the Tigers, and I think it was earlier in the week by, was it last Sunday, I believe it was, against the Guardians. So back to, and that's sometimes all it takes. A couple bats, that doesn't mean that he can't bounce back, and we know he can be a very dominant pitcher, but we see, you mentioned Dylan Cease, and what he's done lately, I don't know if it's even lately. I think the last 12 or 13 starts, he's only allowed 5 earned runs during that time. No one's scratching. No one's putting the bat on the ball against Cease. He's been absolutely fantastic over the last, 6 weeks or so or approximate. I think here, though, we know this is subjective in nature. It's not like there's a certain number that pitchers need to get to, and there's this standard when it comes to, and we know a lot of this is numbers driven, but it also is in the maybe the minds of the voters when you see Justin Verlander and the age that he's come back, not only coming back from Tommy John surgery since he hasn't pitched and went down in July of 2020, missed all of last season, but he's 39 years old, I believe, and how dominant he's been. I think there might be some sentiment for somebody like Justin Verlander, who's been such a competitor over the course of, such a long storied career and probably a Hall of Fame career for Justin Verlander to have the season that he's having thus far this deep into the year. I think that's probably where the sentiment goes if it's between he and Cease, unless Cease, I don't know if he can sustain the level. I mean, how can you continue to think, all right, over the last 12 starts, he's only allowed 5 earned runs. Is that sustainable? I mean, he's pitching really well, but can he continue to do that? I think for Verlander, not only has he been the best pitcher in the American League thus far through the season, but the sentimental vote, I think he gets that as well.
Yeah, and that's the thing right now is that Verlander, because to me, it almost feels like we're neck and neck between Verlander and Cease. And McClanahan, my guess is that his number will start to drop even further if Cease continues to pitch the way he's been pitching over the last 12 starts here. But to me, it almost feels like they're going to side with Verlander if this is even. Yeah. Now, if Cease continues on this path, because I'm looking at their wins above replacement, which I know a lot of numbers folks like to look at that stat because that's the kind of all-encompassing analytical stat there. And right now, both Cease and Verlander are tied at 4.1 in the WAR category. So if Cease can surpass Verlander to where it's maybe a wide margin to where maybe Cease is 4.7 and Verlander is 4.0 at the end of the season here, maybe this thing goes over to Dylan Cease despite the White Sox struggles and despite them being three games back in their division and all the things that Verlander has done, because Verlander has been terrific and it's just otherworldly the fact that he's doing what he's doing at his age post Tommy John surgery. Yeah. He looks like the MVP Justin Verlander that we saw a decade ago. But right now, I think Cease could be live at plus 450. If there was anybody to bet on, in my opinion, in the market, it would be Cease at that number right there. Do you agree?
I think so. I mean, down the road, where we put, I'm hoping we put that whole Ohtani MVP, Cy Young, all that to bed. The Angels are a bad team, and I'm not interested in awards going. He's a fantastic player, but I'm not interested in looking for awards for teams that are coming up and dragging. If it wasn't for the A's, they'd be the worst team in that division, and they're only going to get worse as the season goes on. But I think here, it's just 450 is too short for me to want to get involved, because not only does Cease have to sustain the level that he's been at, but he needs Verlander to fall back. We're seeing McClanahan fall back the last couple starts, but he also so you're making, you're in a sense, you need, it's twofold. You need Cease to continue like we talked about, but you also have to have Verlander start to slip up a little bit. And I think the thing with Verlander and the Astros is this team has, and the White Sox are fighting for it too, although the White Sox just play really bad baseball, and the Astros, their lineup is the exact opposite of how the White Sox approach at the plate. So, you know, when it comes to run support as well, that takes them, not that there's pressure on Verlander. He doesn't feel like he needs to go out and put up a zero each and every frame. I think for Cease, just the inconsistency of that lineup for the White Sox and their poor professional approach at the plate collectively up and down that lineup, I think that maybe puts some more pressure on Cease. He's been living up to it so far so good, but I don't want to have to bet something that's that short at plus 450 and have to have multiple things have to happen for me to win that. Not only Cease performing, but Verlander slipping back, and then the sentiment for Verlander as well. Yeah. Probably not a bet I want to get involved just at 450. It'd have to be more for me to take a shot.
Yeah, especially if the Astros end up with the best record in the American League there, because they're not going to give it to Yordan Alvarez for MVP. Aaron Judge has kind of pulled away right now. Now, Judge could cool off or get hurt. He's a guy who's been injury prone, but I don't believe Yordan Alvarez is going to win MVP. So the voters might reward the Astros for the really elite season if through the prism of Justin Verlander there for the AL Cy Young if they end up with the best record. However, if Cease carries the White Sox, and it's tough for a pitcher to do that, tough for any player to do that in baseball, to carry a team, but if he powers this White Sox team to winning the AL Central, maybe that's a different way to bet on that outcome there. Instead of taking the White Sox at plus one, whatever it is, plus 130, 140, whatever that number might be right now to win the AL Central, maybe you take Cease at plus 450, because if the White Sox win the division, it's probably going to be because Cease continues this otherworldly pitching.
Yeah, and they're going to need him too, because again, this White Sox team, and I know you have a ticket. We both have tickets within that American League Central that we got. I know mine was just a couple weeks back, and I think yours is pretty relatively recent too.
Yeah, right? All-Star break. Yep.
Yeah, All-Star break, and mine was right around that time as well. So because I'm on the Guardians plus $4 to win that, and part of it was the Guardian, but the other part was really just a fade of the Twins, but also the fade of the White Sox. And that's probably the problem here is the White Sox, Cease is only going to start. He's only going to get the ball once every five starts.
Yeah.
So, you know, once every five times through the rotation. So I think that's the hard part, is it's hard for a pitcher when it's his turn to take the ball. He'll do what he needs to do, but he can't make up for some of the other pitches. Giolito's been really inconsistent so far this season. Lynn's been off the in and out of the injury list, and he's got issues too. I just think with the way that the White Sox, just the bad baseball that they play both at the plate and out in the field, the defense behind these pitchers as well is really suspect. That's just a problem there, that Cease can only do what he can every 5 days. He can't do anything about it when he's sitting in the dugout watching the White Sox swing at bad pitches consistently.
Yeah. The American League, there's a little bit more uncertainty, but to me it feels like we're down to Verlander or Cease. In the National League, the Cy Young market feels like we might just be down to one guy, and that's Sandy Alcantara of the Miami Marlins. Right now at BetMGM, he is the odds-on favorite, minus 250 to win the Cy Young. Corbin Burns of the Milwaukee Brewers is at 7-1, Max Fried 11-1, Carlos Rodon 20-1, and then Joe Musgrove 25-1, Zach Wheeler 30-1, Tony Gonsolin 35-1, Spencer Strider at 50-1. Sandy Alcantara, his WAR, we talked about Cease and Verlander, their WAR is at 4.1. Alcantara's WAR is 5.9. He has been the best pitcher in the big leagues, and it feels like this is just a coronation versus an actual race.
Absolutely. It's his and good for him. I think that for the Marlins, it's a really beat up team right now. I think the last time I looked, they had 21 or 22 players on the injured list for that Miami Marlins team. So he's not going to get a lot of run support. So he's going to have to continue to be as sharp as he has been. But he's fully capable of doing that. I guess my only concern was now he's going to start to surpass his pitch count, you know, what the amount of pitches and innings that he's ever had in the bigs. But he's a young pitcher. That arm's stretched out. There's nobody else here that I'm not interested in. Burns has had a decent year, but he hasn't had a sight to be labeled there at $7. I don't think there's anything that Burns has done this year, especially recently, that says, yeah, there's an opportunity there to get involved with Burns. And now they've dropped a game. They're a game back now. They're no longer leading that AL or National League Central, although that doesn't matter as far as the award is concerned, because the Marlins are going to be bringing, if it wasn't for Washington, they'd be bringing up the rear in that National League East as well. But yeah, there's nothing to bet here. It's Alcantara. It's either Alcantara or nothing, and it's not going to be Burns next out. Even with Freed, did he get banged in the head something yesterday too? There in New York, I have to check his status, but no, nothing. It's Alcantara's to lose.
Would you bet that -250?
10 seconds? No, thanks.
Not gonna do it. Laying a lot of juice, although he seems likely to win the award. On the other side, we're gonna turn our attention to football and pick James's brain on some football contest tips here on Betting Across America.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to Betting Across America, presented by BetMGM. Femi Abebefe hanging out here at the VSiN Studios at the South Point Hotel and Casino. James Salinas out in Colorado. And for those who don't know, James Salinas has a decorated resume when it comes to football contests. The Super Contest 2015 winner placed third the next year in 2016. Also was placed in the cash in 2018 and 19 out of the Super Contest, including the Super Contest reboot there. So James, he knows what he's talking about just a little bit when it comes to these football contests. So James, we wanted to use this segment to sort of pick your brain, because a lot of folks this month are kind of gearing up to be signing up for, whether it's the Super Contest, the Circa Million, Circa Survivor, all these contests that are going to be coming up here before the start of the regular season. I just want to kind of get this discussion started off with kind of asking you where you're at right now in your handicapping process here in August, because we still got another month left, 32 days until opening night on that Thursday between the Bills and the Rams. Where are you at in your handicapping process as it pertains to the NFL?
I'm not too deep into it right now. We've got to go through, now that we're into training camp, I'll really just start to pay attention to the rosters, injuries. We've seen some injuries already happen, so that's probably the biggest piece. And also look at depth with teams, in particular on the offense and defensive lines. And we saw some issues with the Giants, and it's a couple of guys went down, I believe it yesterday in practice, and we already know what happened with Tampa Bay and losing Jensen at the center position. So those are kind of key, because I think for the offensive lines, those are the things where you got to get some rhythm going in the preseason. I know we don't know and who's going to be playing, and there's a lot of things to have to factor in if you're trying to bet the preseason games on a game-to-game basis. But just pulling information away, not only from what we see in preseason, but also during training camp, that's probably the biggest piece that I'm just keeping an eye on right now, is just injuries and depth, in particular in the trenches on both the offense and defensive line for most all teams.
Yeah, so would you say that the trenches is the first place you look when you evaluate a team?
Yep, I do. I look at the matchups. And when I'm starting to break down, whether I'm playing in the contest or just betting games on an individual basis during the season, it is. That's where my matchup starts. And I look at the offensive line versus the defensive line and the strengths and weaknesses of both, and then kind of, start to build out the handicap from there. Start on the interior and then go and move back as it goes. And so many other factors come in, especially as the season goes along, scheduling and flat spots. So many different things factor into it. But early in the season, Femi, the biggest piece that I'm looking for is continuity. Continuity up front with the offensive line, and then which teams had a lot of transition and turnover, whether it be on the roster or the coaching staff, and which teams are really still pretty fully intact. They know who they are. They're not having to try to figure out personnel and depth depth charts. It's more so just getting things dialed in and ready for week one of the season. So those are the teams that I typically tend to lean towards in the first couple weeks of the season, because there's not as much guesswork having to go in with other teams that have a new coaching staff, new systems, a lot of different things that take time, and just not as much activity in preseason, not as many preseason games, we know that, but also not nearly as much practice time anymore as what it used to be. The days of two-a-days and going and having to suck it up in the morning and then afternoon practice, those days are long gone, Femi.
Yeah, the Junction Boys, all that stuff, Bear Bryant and those guys doing two-a-days, like that's not today's football here as we sit in the 21st century. You're not going to find that anymore. But I think that's a really good point that you brought up there, talking about how you look at the trenches first when you're handicapping teams and handicapping games, those matchups. Because I think a lot of folks and a lot of newer bettors, recreational bettors, probably look at the quarterbacks, the skill position guys, and they think, okay, this team's got all these receivers and stuff. But if you can't block, there's doesn't matter how open those guys are, because the quarterback's going to be on his backside more often than not. So James, somebody who has won super contests in the past, is telling you that, hey, his first area to look at is the trenches, and that's where the game is won and lost, as we've seen a lot of people in the NFL say that as well. In your opinion, what does it take to be successful betting the regular season over the long period, now 18 weeks we have in the NFL?
Got to be lucky. First and foremost, you're going to have luck on your side. Doesn't mean you're going to get lucky for now we have 90 picks in these contests for the full season. Doesn't mean you're going to have to get lucky each and every week, but you got to have that ball bounce your way more times than not. And that's not always the case. You know, there's a lot of things that factor into a game winning, losing, and, you know, the ball is it's doesn't always bounce your way. So I think being fortunate for one, but sometimes you can make your fortune too by making good decisions. And I think being decisive is probably, at least for me, that's, I do it solo. I don't work with a team. I don't even, outside of everybody here at the network and some people that I've met over the course of winning the super contest in Las Vegas, I don't know a lot of sports bettors out here in college. I have one friend, he's more of a gambler than a sports bettor, but I'm not in those circles. So it's always been a solo, you know, it's a solo endeavor for me, and have to be decisive. Now I don't have to work with a team. I don't know how that works with other players. I can't give recommendations or advice to groups that work together where it's a tandem, or, you know, we see foursome of guys go out there and they sign up and however they run through their picks. That's not something I can give insight to because I just do it myself. But I think that's the one piece of advice that I can give is whether you're with a team or not and you do it solo like I do, you got to be decisive. You start to, you know, you don't want to have, there's so much information out there now and you can pick and choose what you want to kind of filter through as far as what's important to your handicap. But if you're on the fence with a certain game or a certain team, or the based on the number, what that looks like, sometimes we're betting on numbers, sometimes we're betting on matchups, and it just being decisive. And once I have conviction on it, I don't waver from it. I don't need to hear validation either, and confirmation to say, oh yeah, well that makes sense. I listened to so-and-so and he liked the same thing. Now I'm going to go ahead and go forward with it. The biggest thing is to be confident in what your picks are and stick with what you really feel like are your five picks. It's hard. That's the hard part about the contest. You got to pick five. That doesn't mean it's mandated by the contest we have to have five. It doesn't mean that I love all five picks each and every week, but I have to be thorough in my conviction to select all five teams.
Well, that leads me to my next question, is because you have on a regular slate 16 games to choose from and you got to pick five. How do you go about eliminating certain games when you to end up deciding to pick those five that you go with?
Well, typically for favorites, I don't really go past the key number of three. I'm not looking to get laying more than 3 points in any game as a favorite. Maybe every once in a while, and I've done it occasionally, where there might be a six out there, and I just really love the matchup with this favorite, and it's the perfect setup for him, whatever that might be, and I really like it. But that's very rare when I'm laying more than a field goal in any of these games with the favorites. So the first thing I look at is I'm looking at the numbers, and I look at the dog side, and I look at the dog, and first thing I look at from the dog perspective is, do I feel like this team has a chance to win this game outright? And if I do, based on whether it's the matchup, the scheduling, how the schedule played out for this particular game, I'll circle that one. Okay, I'll come back to that one because I'll go through the whole card and I look at the dog side first. And if there's some dogs, I might like the number. Maybe it's the line. We saw how well the Lions played last year as far as covering numbers. Weren't winning football games, but this is about the covering the number, right? It's not about actually winning and losing the game. that might be something where, all right, there's a big number, and that's a number that I like. I don't think the Lions are going to go into Green Bay and upset the Packers in this game, but I love the 12 or something like that. So I'm looking at the numbers, and I'm looking always from the dog side, and that might be something where if I think that number crosses into something that I can play, it's not even so much about the team. I'll circle that one as well. But it's strictly looking at the dog side first, Femi, and then favorites. Like I said, nothing more than a field goal that we're getting into, because those can be toss-up games. Mm-hmm. And that's key numbers are kind of strange now, Femi, because of the inconsistencies for kickers hitting the PATs. Yes. Now that they've moved it back. And we've seen coaches chase numbers. You know, they're chasing points if they miss one of those, or sometimes just standard going for two. So some of those key numbers, I think 3 and 7 will always be a key number, but we see a lot of games, odd numbers landing on 5s and 9s and different numbers now. So the key numbers aren't quite as key anymore as what they used to be, but I do still focus on that 3 for sure.
You going to be signing up for some contests this year?
Actually, I have. So I was out there when I was out there a couple months ago, right?
There we
were out
go.
There for the tournament with my kiddo. I did sign up. Now, I only signed up. I signed up at the Circa, and I just bought the one. I did both. I did the Survivor, and I did the Circa Millions. But I only took one entry into the Circa Millions because I wanted to go back to and they're so different now. So thinking about how the contests have evolved since when I was there, just doing the Westgate because Circa wasn't around then, doing the Westgate in 2015, 2016. Really, it was just a season long contest to try to cash in the top 50 or whatever the payouts were. Now it's really evolved with the quarterly contest. Mm-hmm. And I know with Circa, there's those quarters because I've cashed in those too, where you can make a big hedge. And I did that a couple years back, made a really good hedge play and won myself a good chunk of change in the Circa quarters. The Westgate has done a lot of things. It's really up their game to have to be creative with some of the other options beyond just going through 85 and in this case now 90 picks. So it's a lot more game theory now in the contest than I think what it used to be prior to having these lucrative quarterly prizes, because that's kind of changed my handicap. So I'm thinking, you know what, I may need to go back out there for that Circa and load up on a couple on the other two entries. You can max out at 3. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to have conflicting picks, but I think thinking about it now and just looking at where potentially there's going to be an overlay, we'll see where that lands in a few weeks. Yeah. But I think I need to max that out. So I may be coming back out to invest a little more and pick up a couple more entries in the Circa.
Absolutely love it there. Yeah, I'm going to be playing Survivor this year, and then I'll be on a team for Super Contest and for Circa Million. So that one, it'll be a little bit more of a collective thing. But Survivor, I'm going to go into those waters, and we're going to see how far we can swim, because we know that NFL, it is very, very difficult. Although it's only picking games straight up, it is still difficult to win at Survivor. We're going to continue this discussion on the other side and also talk a little NFL preseason week one here on Betting Across.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game winner ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
my day. That's my day, bro.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
America.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Place a one-game parlay wager with at least four legs on any Major League Baseball game. And if all legs of the parlay hit but one, you'll get your stake back and free bets up to $25. Log into your account or download the app and sign up with BetMGM to take advantage of this offer all season long. Just opt in to the one-game parlay insurance promotion, then place a one-game parlay wager with four legs or more on any Major League Baseball game. If you miss only one leg on your wager, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada, New York, or Washington, D.C. Welcome back. This is Betting Across America, presented by BetMGM. Femi Abebefe hanging out here at the VEASAN Studios at the South Point Hotel and Casino. James Salinas out in Colorado. We're just talking a little NFL contest strategies. We'll dive into some of the preseason as well as some of the news and notes that James will be looking out for once we get this week one underway, starting Thursday evening with a couple of games out there between the Giants and the Patriots and the Ravens and the Titans. But first, James, what can bettors do right now in the preseason to help prepare themselves for the regular season, whether it's to be in contest or just overall handicapping games from a week-to-week standpoint?
Well, we talked about the injuries for one, so staying on top of who's getting who's hurt right now and who's lost for the season, especially again in the trenches. At least that's really important for me, looking at the depth. And I think that's where a lot of these coaches are looking at depth, and that's what we'll end up seeing in the preseason. I mean, you saw the game, the Hall of Fame game a couple of days ago, where, you know, that fourth quarter and playing the totals, and the total goes over at the end as they have the final drive, and so many of those players probably won't even be on that team, on their respective teams, but they're auditioning for potential other jobs in the NFL. So guys are going to play hard, but we want to look at the overall depth of a certain team. And I think for a team, like, let's just talk about Jacksonville for a minute. A lot of things have to transpire before that team starts to win. Obviously changing the culture is one, and you're not going to see that play out through the preseason. So I think part of the first couple games of the year, not that they're preseason games and coaches aren't going to approach it as that way. They're obviously competing to try to win, but they're going to have to figure things out during the regular season. And again, that's where, how much of that can they figure out during the preseason, especially on the offensive line, and looking at look at the Raiders on that side, their backup left tackle. Both tackles in a sense, the backups that were in that game against Jacksonville. I think there's going to be some issues there if we have some injuries up front for the Raiders, not super deep back there. And it's just one game, so I don't want to be overreactive. Mm-hmm. I think that's the other piece too. Just because you saw some guy, one of these games, and a certain player, maybe Mayfield comes out, and just hypothetical, right? We're not actually thinking that's what's going to happen, but maybe hypothetically Mayfield comes out and he looks really sharp the first week one. Don't think that'll happen, but if it does, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be overreactive to that, because you'd have to really look at, well, who were they playing? Was it really vanilla? Were they playing a lot of the backups on their opponent? Mm-hmm. Because that team's more dialed in with their roster. So probably that's the biggest thing, is not to be overreactive to what we see, both good and or bad, during the preseason.
It's interesting, because I was listening to Aaron Rodgers talk about the preseason versus what happens on during the training camp practices. And he said that the practices are more valuable than the actual preseason. Now, where the preseason is helpful is to see if guys can handle the bright lights of an actual game. Because as we know in sports, there are certain players who are practice players and certain players who are big time players. When the lights come on, they actually perform better than what they do in practice. But because the schemes are so vanilla, like you mentioned there, James, that, like, it's hard to get a read on how good players are, because nobody wants to show anything, because a regular season is right around the corner now, especially with that we have only three games in the preseason. So it's almost like, as bettors, we wish we got the tape to the joint practices where the teams have those 11-on-11 scrimmages. I know the Raiders and the Patriots are going to have a joint practice here in about a week or so. Other teams have joint practices all throughout training camps, because that's when you actually get to see ones versus ones for both of these teams. And that, I think, can get a pretty good evaluation and a pretty good indicator on where teams stand and who's actually playing well versus what you might see in the preseason. Now, with that said, you said that you're going to be evaluating the preseason, you're going to be evaluating injuries and all that such. Will you also be betting on the preseason?
You know, I don't know. Potentially, if something comes up, I typically, and I know there's money to be made out there, and for folks that have the time to dig into all the beat writers and listening to coach, you know, being able to find coaches and some, you know, some quotes from them of what they're looking at doing, they'll put that out there a lot of times. Not all of them. I think Belichick never gives us anything. I think everybody's, you know, everybody's competing for a job for Bill Belichick. He's not going to give anything away during the preseason either. But for the most part, you can find things. It's just a matter of, do you have the time to do that? And honestly, for me, Femi, I just don't have the time right now to do that. A lot of these games are played. I think there was, what, 6, 7, or 8 games played during the week, Thursday/Friday. And right now, I just don't have the time with my other life out here in Denver and the things I got going on. I just don't have the time to put in to really dive in and say, I can really dial. I've listened to coaches. I've seen the beat writers. I've been reading up on these teams, and I think I have a pretty good handle on who's going to play and what the game plan is going to be going into this contest, and I can bet accordingly. Again, there's opportunities to do it. I just don't have the time right now during the week to knock that out.
No, it's understandable because this is it's like betting on information when you're talking about the preseason, because these lines, when they move, usually those moves are really sharp because somebody has found out some information about how many reps a quarterback is going to be playing or how serious the team will be taking a game there. We saw the Raiders taking that Hall of Fame game pretty seriously with Josh Jacobs playing for not one but two series there, and he's a projected running back number one there for the Las Vegas Raiders. Let's get into the preseason week one slate here. The Giants are taking on the New England Patriots. Right now, the Giants -1.5, the favorite there, the total sitting at 34. And I know you're not going to be betting on the preseason, or at least as of right now, you don't think you'll be betting on the preseason. But just from an evaluation standpoint, what are you looking forward to seeing from Brian Daboll as he is going into his first year as a head coach? And then also the New England Patriots, this whole play caller situation, are there nuggets to pick up here in this game between the Giants and the Pats?
I think potentially from the play caller situation with New England, this is going to be a team that's going to run the football, and they've the best unit on that team. Either side of the ball is their offensive line, and I think they're going to utilize that accordingly. And then Mac Jones is going to be one that I want to see. I don't really know how much he'll play and what we'll actually see from that, but I think with the offensive line, I want to see the, because there are a couple moving pieces up there for New England, but in particular on the other side of the ball, the New York Giants, right? They've moved a lot of pieces around on that offensive line. I want to look at how many of these are potential ones out there and what do they look like as far, because you have to have, especially, well, in both the pass protection and the rush game, but you've got to have some sense of chemistry up there, and it's timing, especially the running game. A lot of timing has to go right for an offensive line to be able to pound the ball consistently, and that's what I'm really probably going to look to see is how many of those potential starters on the offensive line for both teams, but in particular, I think more so now thinking about it, on the Giants side actually are in there. How many reps did they get together? What did they look like when they were in there, and what was Daboll working on? We're going to use these preseason games, and as you may have a game where the first half, we are going to look like you talked about the Raiders in the Hall of Fame game. A lot of crackback, a lot of toss crack was the running. Well, we want to see it. We want to see what that looks like with this offensive line and Jacobs behind them. And I know it wasn't a lot of the ones on the offensive line for the Raiders, but there was some method there. There was a game plan there to rush the football. And really, I think it was mostly for the offensive line to see, get some rhythm and get some cohesion going up front. I think that's probably the biggest takeaway for me in this game. I want to see what that Giants offensive line look like in this matchup.
Yeah, and the reports so far out of Giants camp have not been positive as it pertains to this offense. I mean, there's a viral clip on social media of Daniel Jones missing a wide receiver. Now, we don't know what the communication was on that, but the throw, at least on the surface, doesn't look very good for Daniel Jones, but you never know what they were trying to work on in that situation. It's always tough to gauge from a 10,000-foot view here when you're talking about a training camp practice or a scrimmage here. The Titans and the Ravens is an interesting game, though, because the Ravens, they're the preseason champions. You know, they've won 20 straight preseason games straight up, which is an NFL record. Over that 20-game span, 18-1-1 against the spread, which is just absolutely remarkable. They're laying 3.5 over at BetMGM. 33.5 is the total. Now, John Harbaugh's already come out and said Lamar Jackson's not going to play. A couple other key contributors won't play as well here. But what are you hoping to see from this Ravens team that has quite a bit of continuity coming back here in 2022?
Well, and I think because Harbaugh has been there for such a long time, the culture is established, the identity is established with that team. That's where they can perform in preseason because they're not having to work through a new system or a lot of new rotational players, whether it's up front or on either side of the football. They know who they are, so they're just working through scheme. And they take it very seriously. They take it competitively, although I wonder now, because of the rash of injuries that Baltimore sustained, not only through during the season, but also in the preseason, wonder if Harbaugh, you talked about a number of players not playing in this first game against Tennessee. I wonder what that looks like for the first three or the three games in the preseason, just being mindful of all the injuries that they went through last year for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, you got to believe they had those discussions in the front office and with the coaching staff. J.K. Dobbins, they lost him to a torn ACL last year during a preseason game. So my guess is that they will lean on the side of caution versus going for a 21st straight preseason victory. All right, on the other side, we start hour two.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.